Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Keep it locked.
Another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy.
a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. This is Miss T.
All right. And this is Miss Mo Betta.
And this is Ray Queen, a.k.a. Rachel. Bill Cosby did that. Oh, okay. Anyway.
Did you say Bill Cosby?
Yes, yeah, I said Bill Cosby did that. He's guilty. Anyway, let's carry on.
Listen.
Dropping
atomic bomb on his ass.
Yes, you know how you're doing something and then all of a sudden something will flash across your screen, or, you know, you're on your computer and all of a sudden a pop up or something. Or I just saw those freckles pop up across my screen. Yeah, I believe guilty. Yeah. So anyway,
I always thought he had something funny going on anyway. Like,
all right. Always like
he's a freak. Oh, I'm sorry. He's a freak.
Always looked as suspectious to me.
Oh, he had pills in them pudding pops.
But that's just our opinion. These are strictly our opinions. Let's carry on with tonight's show.
Moving along.
All right, so yeah. How y'all Divas Week been so far?
Okay.
I'm
busy.
Listen,
I don't know what.
Yep. So far, so good with me. I'm not going to complain about nothing. I'm good. I ain't worried about nothing.
A happy belated birthday to our CEO. His birthday was Monday. He turned the big 25. No, he can't be 25. He's 21, because that's my little brother, so he's 21.
Listen.
And I want to wish my nephew in Oklahoma a very happy birthday today. And
happy
also today, today is more kind of a sad day for me, you know. A few years ago in 79, this is when I lost my father on this day, but he's in a better place, and I know he's looking down on me, and I just want to say I love him.
All right.
May he rest in peace.
Right.
You know.
Hey,
yeah.
Dad.
Exactly. So, you know, it is what it is. He made that stone where he wanted to see his baby reach for her own bread. And lo and behold, I was 18, so, you know, hey, he was okay. So,
mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Enough of that.
That's
but
okay.
If anybody else ain't got no announcements or anything they want to talk about, we can get this thing popping because, hey, I got some good stuff for y'all tonight.
All right. Now, listen. Now, we ready, but I want to shout out all the kiddies out there at the start of opening. Today is opening day for junior high football. Which my son is a football player, and also field hockey with my niece Brianna. They opening up with the sports and stuff. So, you know, y'all do good.
Congratulations to them.
Have a great season, kiddies.
Yeah.
Even though they probably ain't listening because I already told my brother them know my mouth has no filter. sometimes has no filter, so yeah.
We try to make it filtered a little bit.
Yeah, we
sometimes
try.
Things slip up. You know how it is.
Yeah, T-I-U, you know it.
Yeah, T-I-U. Ray Queen, you got anything that you want to...
He's guilty.
Any
announcements? No, I'm good. I am just waiting for the show to begin.
Let's show it.
You and Paul and Peach over there?
No, I'm being a good girl for now.
Yeah, okay. I know, I'm sipping on coffee too.
Okay. What we're going to do tonight though, We're going to speak on Black Lives Matter in lieu of, you know, being the Million Man March coming up. I just think it's something that, you know, we should really just talk about, you know, and hear everybody's, like, you know, comments and everything about what they think about Black Lives Matter.
Right.
And then I'm going to say the other two for later.
All right.
Alrighty then.
How about that? Y'all know I'm always doing something crazy in the middle of the show.
Always twisting something up. Always.
You know I'm the twister, so call me Twister T.
Twister T.
I kind of like that.
Don't make me bring out finish this phrase or deeper mail or what. It's been a while.
We do what we gotta do over here. You know that. We do what we gotta do.
You know what? I can't even hold back on y'all like that. And y'all know what.
Yes, let it rip.
Okay. What else we gonna talk about is what had happened was, why do we as Black people have to be seen instead of heard? And why do we call each other, excuse my French, nigga, but you get mad if another race calls us one? What's up with that?
Good question. These are great topics.
And as far as I'm concerned, not just Black Lives Matter, but that's what we are on tonight. But all lives matter.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And foremost, we've got to stop taking our own people out. You know, and then when you don't see that all over the news. But when the white man take us out, oh, he did this, he did that. Okay, let's stop doing it to ourselves first and foremost. Let's start acting like Afro-Americans instead of niggas, you know, because you got, and this word will be used much tonight, everyone, so excuse it, but, you know, when you use that word, it could be you, it could be me, it could be white, it could be Puerto Ricans, it could be Haitians, Jamaicans, whatever, because if you look it up, nigga is nothing but trash.
That's right. Nigga is an ignorant person that does ignorant things.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. So, and, you know, the thing is, but you wanted to put it towards us because of the word Negro. You know, I'm not a Negro. Never have been.
I am
an Afro-American.
I'm a Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't no Black woman either there, because I ain't Black. No, I'm just kidding. But honestly, no, all jokes aside, they matter. Black lives do matter. So
it really does. I just want to point out, though, of course, we know that all lives do matter. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
The reason why Black Lives Matter stick out because we're the only ones that's really being snuffed out. You understand? I mean, yeah, is it happening to white people? Yes, it's happening. But we don't see those things. So if you don't see it, you can't speak upon this stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
They're exploiting us. They're doing a lot of things all in that one circle, which is what puts what Black Lives Matter supersedes everything else. This is why it does. You understand what I'm saying? But now, we can't go on being selective of when Black Lives Matter. It should matter at all times to us, to other people, or whatever. Like you said, it starts at home and then spreads abroad. You got to start with yourself first.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
First
does Black Lives Matter or only my black family matters? You understand what I'm saying? Because then, you know, you got Black people going out there killing other Black members, Black family members, to somebody else who Black Lives Matter to them. But you can't be selective. If you're gonna have that in your circle, that has to go across the board.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I agree.
You know, so I mean, you know, we just got to be mindful, prayerful, because it's happening every day, not just sometime, every day now.
Yeah, look at that kid that was just suspended from school for staring at this white girl, this little black boy, was staring at the white girl, and he got suspended from school.
For stealing?
Yeah, this just happened.
Oh, now see, that don't make no sense.
Yes, this just happened. And the parents on the news the other night, and how they were speaking, like, I mean, they could have intervened and asked you, and they could have gotten to asking him, was there a problem that you were looking at her or whatever. But and then it goes on, the story goes on that the girl was actually a troublemaker. Now, she took her milk and poured it over another student's lunch and all of that stuff and didn't care about it, and no disciplinary actions were taken against her at all. But yet this kid got suspended for him staring at her. Now, listen, we used to get lynched for stuff like that. Castrated.
Right. But you know, that's just like they want to talk about how you know, the blacks do this, the blacks do that. But who do the most craziest stuff? Look at that clown that killed them people up there in Oregon.
Yes, and shot up the schools. Everybody that shot
And when you hear about something like that, who the ones do it?
Yep. Hmm. I had a full-out argument on Facebook the other day when this guy had posted a picture of cars underwater in South Carolina. He said, this is what God does to stop black men from stealing cars. I said, no, this is what God does to stop white boys from shooting up churches and school.
Wow.
Yeah, you do not want to do that. And then they be mad when black people, when we start putting ourselves above everybody else. They get mad, talk about, oh, we always pulling the race card. Well, don't do that. Stop trying to demoralize who our race is.
You're right.
Really.
You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
Stop looking at us as lesser of people because we have dark skin.
That is
amen.
Crazy.
Amen. Black Lives Matter.
And it's a hot mess because, again, I have friends of all races. I do. You understand what I'm saying? But I still stick for mine. You understand? And I do correct them. I try to correct our people when they do something wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I judge things accordingly. How you act is how I see you. You understand what I'm saying? You act like a nigga. Yeah, that could be a white person, black person, Asian person, European, whatever. If you acting like a nigga, that's how you acting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But like I said, we have to stop claiming to be niggas. If that's what they're going to treat you like, the more you say it, the more they're going to treat you like that. And then they go like, oh, you call yourself that. You know what I'm saying? Why are you mad? Because I called you that, but you call yourself that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My nigga.
That's not my nigga.
Oh, shit, I had to just get that one. You know what I'm saying? We need to stick together and start showing these people. You have to show people what you're really about. You know
right.
what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Not going to just pull this stuff out of the air. We have to show these people what you're about. Yeah, I'm intelligent. You know what I mean? No, I'm not
a bit anyway. You know? So, but that leads into, you know, one of the topics. You know, why do you go around talking about, what's up, my nigga? But then when somebody else call you that from a different race, you want to kill them.
Yeah, you ready to behead them.
You ready to beat them down. You know, that's why my kids, when we lived in West Virginia, that was one word I didn't want in my house because, mm-hmm. you know, they had white friends and other different race friends. And, you know, y'all might be able to do it to each other. But mm-hmm. soon as one of your friends hear him say it, they going to bust him upside his head.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing was, you know, no, you don't call that. You don't use it in my house.
Yeah, if y'all use it, don't use it around me. You use it over there. You do whatever.
Exactly. You know, so it's crazy, you know, because like you said, you know, I've heard people say, what, it's more black people on welfare and all of this, public assistance, all of this. But you know what? At the end of the day, guess what? It's just as many white people, if not more, that's on it.
Exactly.
You go down to the social service department and you see how many different races there other than black people.
And you gonna see more, especially the Mexicans. I hate to say it like that, but they be all up in there. Go to the grocery store; they got four carts.
But let me tell you something about them. You understand what I'm saying? They cashing in. They're actually on the rise, and people don't even understand it. You know why? Because they stick together.
Yes, they stick together,
my friend. When you go to the laundromat, you see that man there with his wife washing those clothes.
And folding them and everything.
You understand what
all 14 of the kids are right along with it. All 10, 18 of those kids. Wow.
Come on.
Yes.
It might be like the Puerto Rican parade in there, but listen.
Brother,
they
stay
in there. They might have on ballerina dresses and tube socks with their hair.
Yes, the ones that are high heels. The ones
but
that are high heels.
But them men, they work like slaves. They keep their women barefoot and pregnant, but they work like slaves.
Come on now. They work it. And even if they do live 30 in the apartment and 100 in the car,
they're
sticking together. We have
too
much pride.
Nice vehicle.
And listen, on the
nice
weekends, all you see is a case of Coronas in the trash on the Monday.
Coronas and Modelo.
Cerveza.
They like the cerveza. Like I said, they stick together. They're going to the laundromat. They know they have a full-fledged conversation with the next one coming in. Doug, wow, that's me, Frank.
I'm
holding this for me, Frank. Then make sure me, Frank, get that machine next.
Hello to my little friend, right?
What? I said, we have too much pride. You know what I'm saying? Sue me for saying it, but black people have too much pride when it comes to a lot of things, and it makes us very selfish.
Mm-hmm.
We get selfish at times, very egotistical.
Yeah.
And this is what makes us, this is what separates us. We start competing against each other. Instead of building each other up, we start competing against each other. No, let's build this up. You understand what I'm saying? You don't see them out there bragging about this. Oh, I got this. This my guy.
Right.
These and that's come on. And this is not no stereo. This is what I see. And then when another thing that gets me about interracial dating also, this is another subject, you know, that it's a little off the mark, but what happens is they start, black men mainly, because these are conversations that I've had and that I've seen, where they start degrading the black women just to justify why they date white women, instead of just saying, I that's what I prefer. You understand what I'm saying?
Don't say that
the black woman is too loud, or we argue too much, or stuff like that. Because, again, I've been in these conversations now. This is not something I just pulled out the air. These are personal conversations that I've had. So,
don't try to bring us down
just to justify your actions. Don't do that.
Right. Sure. But at the end of the day, they taking care of that monster too.
Yeah.
I ain't wanna call him a nigga.
You almost made me choke just now.
They taking care of that booger. That's what it is.
Yep. And then you got women. You see the post all the time. Oh, they mad because we taking their men, honey. You ain't really taking much.
Thank you.
You ain't really taking much. He don't want to work. He want to stay home and play video games and all that all day. So guess what?
Exactly.
You can have it.
A real woman.
Busting your butt. They at home playing video games, smoking weed, and doing your sister too.
I did not come out loud.
That wasn't me. That was Whammy. That wasn't Tammy. That was Whammy. That was Whammy. Whammy. That was the wee wee, not the tee tee. The wee wee.
We all got little split personalities going over here, GQ Pilots, folks. We do. But again, we speak truly strictly on our opinions and personal experiences. And
exactly.
We would like for y'all to come in with some knowledge that we may not have, or whoever's listening may not have, and to share this stuff. What does Black Lives Matter to you?
Open up the phone line. Open the phone line now.
They are open, honey. They are open.
All right. Call
and
in.
They are definitely
first
open,
one.
And feel free. But, again, I had one of the people was trying to call last week, and they were saying they couldn't get in. You have to press the one, Dons and Divas.
Yeah.
In order to get on the air, the number to call is 646-200-3838, but you must press the one, our switchboard operator will pick up, and they will put you on the air, but you have to press the one. They can't do it for you.
Right.
So
yeah, just put you on. You have to press one. Well, you know,
yeah.
A lot of... But again, I'd like to hear, you know, other people's opinions on especially this topic with Black Lives Matter. Because they're trying to flip it to the fact that we're being, it's called, they're trying to name it reverse racism. But for every action, there's a reaction. Not all of them deserve a reaction or whatever, but for every action, there's a reaction. And this is what happens. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you put us in a position where we need to defend ourselves, and when we defend ourselves, then we become the suspect instead of the victim.
Right.
We become the suspect instead of the victim, and this is how America is built nowadays. You know, you have other countries and stuff really laughing at us, which I don't understand how, and they blowing up their own hospitals and shit.
Thank you.
The reason they laugh at it because they make so much money. They make so much money off of us. This is why they haven't bombed us yet. They're not gonna bomb us because then their trade is gonna be done.
Right.
And their money. Yeah, they have all kind of oil and stuff over there, but they make their money over here. Don't you kid yourself.
And don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. That's our phrase for the night. That's our secret phrase for the night. Don't get it twisted.
You know, people will pick stuff up now. Listen.
Of course.
Listen, and copyright that.
Copyright
Divas.
Yeah.
Divas.
Yes.
Let's go to a song. And maybe we can get them to press that one, because we notice the phone lines are lit up. We see you, but all you have to do is press that one and come on here with us.
All right.
So.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to a song. Everybody hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Down the runway, oh, I don't know Sunday. Step out, wave to the haters. Got them saying I'ma be rich one day. But right now, that's how to win it. Let me pause, go back to beginning. Seen a chick so bad, with so fat. But a plane took off, I was in her.
Got her in a mile high club, she remember. Can't tell you her name, don't remember. But she took it to the head like a winner. Had an in-flight meal, I was dinner. Bad on the plane, she was picking out. Back in the dick her out. Now they ain't letting her back on the plane, cause the way she was yelling is showing out. All in first class with the champagne. Very late, can't come. Shawty said she the campaign. Tap me on the shoulder for the bang bang. Bang bang bang, did my damn thing.
She let her way up in the air. Pray she wrote it up, but when I'm trying, she's saying out. Damn, wanna know how I do it, girl, let's do this shit. And what the f*** the rumors we about that shit. I just wanna hit the vibe, you in love it. If you're cool, then we can kick it if you're not dismissed. I'll put you in a mile high club. What's up? Take a trip. Have you ever read the world is yours? On a blimp. Get out, baby, roll one. Cloud nine, about to go up. Loving the feeling, the turbulence, girl, when we turn up. Girl, when we laugh, we can roll up. Show you something you ain't know about.
been rolling through the city, riding with the top off. Man, my whip so big when you in it, round to get lost. Tell my to let her handle what the cost. Tell me, baby, if you found that life right now, hope it ain't sour. No, I can put you in the mile high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours on a blimp? Tell her be free, baby, spread your wings, get your legs in the sky like a plane. Let me guide that, I'm the pilot. Can't nobody see you 30,000 feet on your knees, and the products make the freaky shit come up out of. Get high, baby, roll on. Cloud nine, about to go up. Loving the feeling, the turbulence, girl, when we turn up. When we land, we can roll out. Show you something you ain't know about.
Cold world.
Tonight we be taking off light with your camera to show up.
I got it. Listen, you need a that's gonna come over and dig you out. You need a that you know is not gonna run his mouth. You need a when he done probably gonna put you out. You need a that's gonna put it in your mouth. So big it's like a foot is in your mouth. And you ain't babysitting but my all on your couch. And oh, you nasty. Oh, oh, you nasty. Both graduated, so keep it in classy. Look, they love me in the shot like MJ. They love me in the shot like Oprah. No can block, not even the Kimbe. Compare the cold where you're softer than the sofa. And so far, my new so far. Check my profile. Who you know make waves in the low tide? Debo Joe, now she both eyes. Lil Brown looking in my liver. Pretty brown thing in my bed. Been a long time since I had to ask for hair. So goddamn don't make me beg. But I will if I need to. Cause for real, girl, I need you. I can put you on a flight. We can take off the night. If you scared of heights, shit, I got a pill I can feed.
I can put you in a my high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours on a blimp?
All right. Y'all was just listening to Jeremiah and J. Cole's Planes remix. I like J. Cole.
All righty then.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
All righty then.
But, you know what? Even just listening to the song, it has nothing to do with the song personally. But speaking on Black Lives Matter or whatever, I think a lot of our music also has impact on, you know, especially the younger people act or whatever. Some of the older guys, too, because I seen a dude today that's my age, which is over 40, with a mouth full of girls. Like, come on, really? But, you know, and listening to a lot of the music, especially in the hip-hop or whatever, it stresses the fact of hustling and having money or whatever, and they don't really get into the importance of education and how far you can go without having the streets. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, most of this music, it has it thinking that the streets is what's going to, you know what I'm saying, help you go somewhere. Like, no. And
yeah,
always lower the
door
to the funeral home. You know what
don't
I mean?
Don't forget the loration of the females.
Yeah. Oh, please. Well, you know what? That's another one too, because our females, we sell ourselves short. You understand what I'm saying? We selling ourselves short. You're not treating yourself like the woman that you are. You're not really putting your worth forward.
That's true. That's
you know
true.
What I mean? You're selling yourself real short for what? Some jewels, some Brazilian hair. For what?
Wait a minute. Sometimes you ain't even getting that now. You better
you're
shut
right.
up, honey.
You're right.
Somebody just giving it up just to be giving it up.
Just to
and
say
they don't get no reward
right.
for it.
That's just to say you mess with this certain dude.
Right.
Like, oh, man, we have to start. We got to start building ourselves up. Stop selling
ourselves.
He
going to go tell his homeboys about her, and then next thing you know, they going to have her too. So, you know, she going to be like a doorknob. Everybody going to get a turn.
Yeah, she's gonna be that ultimate, that ultimate studio groupie, because that's all that is. Everybody wanna, I was chilling in the studio. I was in the studio with him. Yeah, he probably disappoint you and sent you right to the next room for the next man to do the same job on.
On to the next.
Really, come on, we really have to start building ourselves up. And this is what, you know, and this is what mainly the Million Man March, which is the 20th anniversary, but the actual title of this event on Saturday is called Justice or Else, which, you know, Farrakhan wants mainly the men to come and, you know, stand together. What are you willing to do to protect our lives? You know what I'm saying? The lives of our young black people.
For real. But
this is who I'm being taken out, men and women. You see Sandra Bland, and there was about five other women that were killed that's in the hands of the police as well. So it's not just the young black men. It's black men and women.
Yeah.
This is happening.
Yeah.
So he's saying, who's willing to put themselves on the front line to demand justice?
Yeah, because it was just a target for the men for a while, and now it's a target for the women now, and the women as well. You know, black women, and it was like a bomb rush at one time that they killed all of those females in prison, and now everybody is good. You know.
For now.
Well, yeah. Well, they had to let it die down for a minute because it was getting out of hand. So they'll start back.
Yes.
Trust and believe it's coming soon. It's coming real soon. So,
we just
have to be
mindful. Yes, definitely. We have the Million Man March coming up again, right? Soon?
Yeah,
that's what I was just talking about. It's the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March, but it's called Justice or Else.
It's
headed by Farrakhan, Minister Louis Farrakhan. He is he's heading it, and I don't know what his lineup is. I don't know who he has as speakers and different things like that. But he said, I'm calling out for 10,000 men, 10,000 men that are willing to stand on the front line to demand justice for our black men.
I mean, honestly, Divas, do you really think that's making a difference?
I'm hoping that it has some type of impact to where now laws will be changed to have this sort of protection against these police just snuffing these kids out and stuff and not being penalized for it. Hopefully that this would make some, because it, since the first Million Man March, not much has changed, not for the better anyway.
Exactly.
The most that has changed is that we got a black president. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which actually kind of made things worse for us, because, like I always say, Obama was like a rock that fell into this snake pit of United Snakes of America. That's when everybody they started exposing who they really, really are, who the real rednecks are. You understand what I'm saying? They started exposing them.
But now, like they were saying last week, I think it was the mayor, you know, you want to talk all that mess about the things that Obama was doing and trying to do for, you know, the United States. You know, back then it was the worst thing that they could have heard. But now you want to be the copycat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, oh, yes, this will work, that'll work, and all this and all that. I mean, come on, man.
Yep.
You don't give blacks don't get credit where credit gets due. No way.
No.
You know, but then you got some of them that have a little clout on a job, and they want to act like they the world's, like, you know, they want to talk down to us, but not to other people.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
I've been in that situation too.
Yeah, I work on a job right now where I've been with this place about 6 months. And when I first started with this place, I mean, that's like is...
You breaking up, Diva, honey.
You hear me now?
Yes. Loud and clear.
Okay. I've worked with this...
Nope, it went back.
Oh, darn it. You know what?
Get out of the bed.
Can you hear me now?
Wait a minute. Straighten up your crown, Diva. Straighten up your crown.
Okay. You know what? I also I reside by an airport. So as long as there's airplanes constantly flying in and out.
Oh, okay.
It's a bummer. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Very good. For now. I work in a place where when I first started, very small place, and I'm like, wow, okay, I won't get lost, number one, because it's very small. Number two, all I see is, quote unquote, my people. So, I mean,
wow.
Everywhere you turn. Now, once we started, I started speaking, I started realizing, okay, they're Jamaicans and Haitians.
Mm.
And which makes a difference. It does make a difference because we all know they bust their butt, work for, you know, pennies, and they have a certain attitude. For some reason, I don't know why, for us. Meanwhile, we are, you know, I'm thinking we are people. You know?
We're the same, yeah. Nice.
Let me tell you something.
About those West Indian women, I'm not meaning to offend anybody, but for those West Indian women that I've encountered, they think they are above American black women. Let me tell you. They're intimidated by us for whatever reason. So they come here, they find men with money, whether they black, white, or indifferent. You understand what I'm saying? So when they get these few little jobs, you know, private duty cases and all that stuff, they really look down to us.
Let me tell you, these people are some of the most hateful, ungrateful, bitches I've ever worked with. One of the most unhappy jobs I've ever been at. I'm not talking about just one or two of them. I've encountered one or two here in my life. I work with several of them. That's the race around me. You hear me? I'm trying to get the hell up out of there, but I wear my crown, and I'm humble, and I do what I need to do, but it's ugly there.
Yeah.
In my life,
they really have some nasty dispositions. That's the truth.
Oh, my Lord. Yes.
Yep. You know why? Because they think that American women are spoiled. They do, and they really resent us for whatever reason. They really resent American women.
The men act a certain type of way towards you also. God forbid I ask them to, you know, hand me a towel, please, or can you help me boost this person up? But they look at me and walk away like, how dare you as a woman of color even ask me? And meanwhile, bro, ain't we the same color? I mean, they literally will not speak to me.
Wow.
Because I refuse to bow down to them. Yes, it's
crazy. You know what? That's not being funny or anything like that. No, there ain't no prejudice bone in my body. But that's why I stick to my American men. That's right. You know, because, see, you ain't going to be sitting there arguing with me, and then you go to your language, you might be telling me I'm getting ready to kill your ass. I mean, your butt. And if I speak in French on you, Or either put some doggone voodoo on you. Yeah, mama bony.
Try
to snatch your hair locked out and shit.
You can see my ears steaming when they get to talking that language, and I'm like, what are they talking about? And it better not be me.
And I was like, excuse me, but can y'all please not speak your language around here? It's just English around me, because now I'm offended.
But that's like if you go to a shop to get your hair done. They get to talking to and not be looking at them like, excuse me.
Y'all need to really show up because your breath stinks.
Yeah, they'd be like,
I went to get my nails done one day. She broke my nail, then expected me to pay to have it fixed. I said, you're going to pay to fix it. I'm not paying for that.
Most of them are very selfish and stingy, too. Honey, they ain't trying to let you get by with a dollar.
Nope.
And you better not ask to work in their doggone spot.
Oh, please. But see, again, this is how they build up. Because you see all of their own people working in their establishments. You understand what I'm saying? And this is what this is what we need to do as a people. Let's establish our business. Let's establish businesses. You know what I mean?
Black owned
business. And you know, we the only black person that's being supported is Jordan.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's Jordan. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody else is wearing Louis Vuitton and Christian Louboutin or however you pronounce that name, the red bottom shoes and all that. Come on, man.
And Michael Kors said he can't stand niggas.
Yeah,
everybody rocking Michael Kors.
And ain't none of them. But yet, y'all still insist on wearing the name of their clothes on their behind. Yeah, we're going to have to wear something. You understand what I'm saying? But stop glorifying it and stuff like that. And 9 out of 10 people that actually wear these Jordans and different things like that can't even afford them. And the reason that they can't afford them is either they live with somebody else that pays the bills or you're doing something illegal to have them. You understand what I'm saying? Or you don't want to get them. Just so you can keep
some labels
on Joneses.
I'm going to give me some labels and start putting them on clothes, twisted tees.
I'm about to start my own clothing line.
I used to do it when I was younger. When I was in elementary school, middle school, we couldn't afford what the rest of the girls and kids were wearing. I used to cut little tags off of things and sew it or paste it onto my clothes. I sure did. Made it look like I was a label hoe.
Let me tell you, I'm telling you. And the reason I said that about, you know, not some, because, you know, we're supposed to go to D.C. this weekend, and, you know, the guy had the bus or whatever, but people wasn't coming through. You understand what I'm saying?
Of course.
Now, if it was for a turn-off concert or something, then everybody'd be down with it.
I bet you if you told me it was going to be all kind of liquor and all that on the bus, they would have went.
Party bus. Let it have been a party bus. Oh, yes.
I'm serious. If it would have been a party bus, they all would have been ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They would have scrapped up them coins. And you know what? Also, I read the other day on one of those news stations or whatever, how Stephon Marbury actually called out, you know, Michael Jordan and them. About the price of the sneakers and all of that stuff. And like he was telling everybody, the same company that makes Jordans makes his sneakers. They pay $5 for their sneakers to be made, and he sells them for $200.
Oh, wow.
What I'm saying. But if it don't say Jordan on there, people are like, oh, you're a bum because you don't have on a pair of doggone Jordans.
Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you buy your kids these $200 and $300 sneakers, and they out here getting cracked across the head because the next kid can't afford them.
Yes. Or either they're being bullied. Yeah, they're being bullied because they're not wearing a pair of Jordan.
But I think it's
a travesty.
Go to a club or something and step on one of them clowns or new shoes if you want to. They be ready to shoot you.
Huh.
Yep.
That's why I don't do that. I don't do the clubs and bars no more.
Oh, please, that hasn't been.
I'm too old for that.
I know that's right.
And I ain't got time to be taking care of nobody's kids, and I ain't going to be hanging around nobody's kids. I got two of my own I can play with.
I know that's right. It's just changed totally anyway. Anytime you go somewhere, you gotta duck and dodge and all that. I don't go out for that. I don't spend my hard earned money to go out and have a good time and gotta run to my car.
Right.
Uh-uh. And that goes for anywhere, you know what I'm saying? So, but black lives do matter. But can I have a question that is totally off topic, and I just wanna ask this question because it's funny. How do you guys know when somebody's faking a Holy Ghost? how do y'all know when somebody's faking the Holy Ghost?
I can't with you.
That fake religion, that false religion. How do you know?
Well, I've always questioned that as well, Ange, because for the simple fact, I mean, you know, like you can be in church, right? And like they get to plan like the music real fast and everything. Everybody's
right.
Shouting, right? But then as soon as the music stops, you stop.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
But to get to your point, why would you ask that?
Because, right, somebody was in church catching the Holy Ghost the other day, right? Catching the Spirit. And the ushers went over to her and started fanning her. And she stopped right in the middle and said, "Don't fan me. Wait a minute, you speak in tongues. How do you know what anybody's doing around you?"
Exactly. I mean, if you're in the Spirit, you don't even supposed to know what's going on or anything.
When I tell you,
Angie?
What ghost did you catch? Because it wasn't the Holy One.
They call it the Casper.
Oh, my God. I was like, let me tell you, that the devil is definitely alive in the church, too. And people don't understand that. He was once an angel. You know what I mean? He knows the Bible like anybody else that sit down and read it knows it.
Hold that thought, Diva. Hmm. We have none other than our special, very special person to us, our executive producer, Lavina. Are you there? Hello? Hey.
Hey.
Can
you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can. What's
right,
going on?
I'm doing my cheer mom duty, you know?
All right.
So, yes.
You know, mommy duty never stops.
Exactly. You know, so I'm driving, so hopefully y'all can hear me.
Now we can
hear
you.
We can.
All right, good. I'm not touching that that fake Holy Ghost stuff, though. I'm touching that. Only thing I'm going to say about that is when we used to have Spiritual Sunday, we had this one lady.
I remember that.
Yes. You know what? I'm not going to say no more. I'm just going to say we had this one lady that was a piece of work. And God, if you send her to me, I'm happy you removed her from my life. I'm just saying.
Oh, no. Yeah, she was a faker, too. But let me shut up.
Look, God, I thank you for removing her. That was a lesson learned right there.
Well, listen, and she had to be a faker because she'd have cussed another evangelist out since then.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, see.
She just go around cussing people out.
Look,
no.
I'm going to tell you. Look, I'm not even staying in that circle. I'm just saying.
Honey.
There's a whole bunch of people that probably shouldn't do what they do, you know. or pretend to do what they think they should do. Let me say it like that, you know. But I'm not touching that one.
Well,
just
we
just
were speaking on Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
And there were two topics. Why do black people have to be seen instead of heard? And why do we call each other niggas, but get mad if another race calls us one?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, you're never gonna hear me talk about my nigga. You're gonna hear me say that. I'm just saying.
My nigga.
No, you're not gonna hear me say that. I get frustrated when people just say the word. So, that's one thing that you're not gonna hear me say. I mean, I do find myself when I get upset, like, yo, you know, but you're not gonna hear that N word coming out my mouth. You know, as far as Black Lives Matter, it does. You know, and I think that a lot of people should act like it does, you know, including black people. You know, I think that as black people, when we allow people to see that we don't care about ourselves and we don't care what other people do to us or what we do to each other, then that's opening up the door to allow someone to do it again.
That's right.
So I think if we stand firm with what we believe in and we treat ourselves with respect the way we're supposed to, and if we're a culture that comes together, and like I think somebody was saying earlier, like the Spanish people, oh, they gonna help each other out. They gonna uplift each other 24/7. And the black people, They always beating each other down 24/7. I don't understand.
They are beating each other down.
I don't get it.
Just competing against each other and, you know, downgrading each other. Like, come on. This is, and how do you expect to have a union, a unit,
right,
with us bucking against each other?
Right, but how can we stand together and stand firm and strong and call ourselves making a difference if we can't even get along?
If we can't get along.
If we can't get along, you know? But that thing, to me, I mean, I know it's Black Lives Matter, but to me, I think what I get more frustrated with is that, like, Black women in general, I don't believe that, like, we uplift each other the way that we should, you know?
No,
I think
not
that,
at
like,
all.
Some people do it, but then other people, it's more like a jealousy thing. Like, you know, it's not, oh, honey, I love them shoes you got on. I like your hair. It's, girl, did you see so-and-so's hair? Because she looks ratchet. You know?
Uh-huh.
It's like, like me, like at my job, I tell everybody, you got a booger in your nose. Like, wipe your nose, you got a booger or something.
Right.
And they would be
right.
Like, you always telling people about their nose. Well, if they won't come talk to you with a booger in their nose, I wouldn't tell them. I mean, I could let you walk in front of white people with a big old green booger in your nostril.
Ew,
and not say nothing if you want me to.
You got to tell them. I'm doing green moles.
Look, I'm doing you a favor. Like, you got a booger.
That's true.
You know, where? Are you kidding? No, I'm dead serious. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and you got a big old green booger in your nose.
Yeah, that's just gross. Yeah, go wipe your nose. You got to go clean your nose off. That's
but,
all.
But mind you, when they get mad, I say, okay, I ain't going to tell you next time. So when you walk around here and you got to go into a meeting with a whole bunch of white people, maybe two sprinkle of Black people, and you got that big old booger in your nose, I'm not going to say nothing.
You know what?
I'm trying to help you out, sister. Come on now. I'm trying to uplift you. Like, listen, before you go thinking you saying something, wipe your nose first, you know?
Right. He's trying to save her from embarrassment. You know what I'm saying?
And then you're getting mad, talking about, oh, you always telling me, okay, dummy, I ain't got to say about your booger next time. Go in there with your booger.
That means you always got a dirty nose. You should always be checking it.
Right. Like, come on now. Looking a hot mess. And I said, you know what? It's one thing when you try to uplift people, you know, but the other thing is if you try to beat them down. Like, if I pull you to the side and I'm saying, sister, listen, you know, we got an issue here. Let's talk about this issue. That's one thing. But if I'm acting all crazy in front of other people trying to embarrass you, then that's a problem.
Right.
But how come you're not taking it when I'm pulling you to the side?
Right.
I'm pulling you to the side for a reason. Like, listen, boo, we got a problem. Let's talk about this. Oh, you getting all extra loud. If you get loud, what that means? I'm going to have to invite you outside and lose my religion, so I'm asking you to calm down some.
For real.
So
I know
think this
right.
Be like some proper etiquette when it comes down to dealing with, I mean, not just Black people, but just saying like women as a whole. Like,
right.
Let's uplift each other. Let's encourage each other to do better. If you see that one person that's down, smile at them. It ain't going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Your
smile
may
make their day.
You know? So, I mean, I'm trying to like see things in a different way, you know, a little bit just to see how, if my life will be a little different. You know, I'm trying to see it. I'm giving it a shot, you know, of being more calm and not so like, you know, I'm trying to like, let's talk about it. Let's communicate, you know. But then it's like, if I'm communicating with you and it's one-sided, we're going to have a problem. So I'm trying. But what do you guys think about that lady that spent like 2 days or something in a psych ward because the cop didn't believe that that was her BMW, that she owned it? Did y'all hear about that in Harlem?
Right. Yes. Say that again.
It was in Harlem, and this lady was driving a BMW, and I guess she got like pulled over or whatever, and the cop didn't believe that she owned BMW or something. And I just saw it real quick on Facebook. They said she spent like a couple days in jail because they didn't believe it was her car. But she spent like 8 days in a psych hospital. I saw something like that.
Yep. Right.
And
she
was black? Yeah, she was black.
Black lady, yep.
Yep.
And they didn't believe
BMW.
Well, look, I guess she didn't have proper paperwork. I don't understand that one.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. Your license, the registration, and all that stuff should tell the car belongs to you.
I was trying to share it before I left the house to see if I could share it, but I couldn't share it. It was on WPX 11 or something like that. And I saw it on Facebook, though. I had just seen it. I was like, a psych ward? That's where I'm at. I wonder if
he
had it.
I ain't hear nothing about that.
Yeah, if you scroll on, go on Facebook, you'll see it on somebody's page because somebody was talking about it earlier. And this is maybe like 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
Just go to, like, your news feed, or if you go online, just look up this type of, like, Harlem, and then woman spent, like, 8 days in psych ward. Like,
okay.
If you Google it, you should see it that way. But I saw it, like, right before I left the house, and I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, do you guys think that the women should go for the Million Man March, or you think it should be just for men?
No, I think women should be there, too, because behind every strong man, there's a woman. You
say that one more time, sister. That's right.
And
that's right.
And we, you know, again, we have to be, you know, the backbone to the men. You understand what I'm saying? Well,
uh-huh.
Nowadays we know there's a lot of role reversal going on. That the women have actually became the head of household.
Right,
now,
right.
Hopefully, the men do go out there in strong numbers, and start regaining their position. You know what I mean? Start claiming your position back as being head of household. You're correcting children when you see them do something wrong. Protect your women.
Right.
Protect us. Protect your women and stop degrading us and dogging us out or whatever. That's why women do need to be there.
Right.
And have our presence felt.
I found that too, Lavina.
You found it, right? What is that?
Yep.
What is that?
Honey, it's a whole big slew of stuff.
Oh, it is? Okay.
But it does say that, wait a minute, black woman locked in psych ward for driving BMW speaks out.
Yeah. I said, look at here. I said, now, honey, I hope you was legit driving around in that BMW. I'm just saying. That's like saying that we can't have fancy things. You know, we can't have nice things. But, Angie, but with you, do you really feel like, say, okay, we go to, because I won't be there. You know, I'll be there in spirit, you know, but I won't physically be there tomorrow.
Right.
But
right.
Do you think that this will make a difference?
Like I stated before, hopefully it can make some kind of difference or impact. Enough of our men to stand up and say, listen, this is what needs to be done. This is what we have to do to start protecting our own. And it doesn't really have anything to do with violence or anything like that. So I don't want people to take that the wrong way. You understand what I'm saying? But we
right.
do have to start acting a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Changing our whole demeanor.
Right.
When it comes to Black Lives Matter, you can't be selective. You can't be selective. You want to protect your own household, but you'll go destroy the next man's household, whether it's messing with the spouse or the children or hustling or doing anything like that. You don't understand what I'm saying? It has to spread abroad. So, again, hopefully it the whole event turns out nice and that we have some type of result. That it will lead to lawmakers changing some type of law that actually start so people can start respecting us as people. So all I can do at this point really is hope. Is hope. So.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I
asked the same thing, Lavina. You know, did they think that, you know, this Million Man March would, you know, make a difference.
No.
Like,
sorry.
We just got to stay, you know, like, mindful and know that, hey, they're going to do any and everything to bring us down, but we got to stay on top of everything.
Yeah,
right.
we got to
stop bringing ourselves down, you know?
That's right.
True.
Right.
That's
true.
Right. That's
number
right.
one, first and foremost.
Right.
Yep.
We got to stop bringing ourselves down and uplift each other. No.
Yeah, like you said, especially us black women.
Come on, back your ass up.
Listen,
exactly.
I don't mean no disrespect to anybody, but now I don't know if anybody has noticed, like I've noticed how civil rights now has went from being black to being gay.
Right.
It has nothing to do with race. This is how now people can totally disrespect. You are not going to go out here and disrespect a gay person like you would a black one, because they have laws now to protect them. You understand what I'm saying? And this is what needs to, and not that I have anything against gay people. It doesn't matter who you sleep with. I'm just making this, using this as an example, trying to make my point that how you got to, now let's put some laws in place that's going to give us the same respect that you would a gay person. Understand what I'm saying? And this is what has happened.
Right.
This is what has happened. But you know why? Because the gays and lesbians and the transgender, they all pull together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
They pull together.
Mm-hmm.
So now hopefully with this Justice or Else march going on Saturday, that this the same things could happen for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to tell you, I hope and pray that everybody comes together and makes a difference, but I don't want to be the person with the bad news or thinking negative, but I'm going to say it. It seems like every time we have something, we come together for that purpose, and then it's like later on, it's like, where's everybody at?
Yeah.
Like, we don't get back together, literally, until something else happens, and we all got to stand together. That's the next time. And then after that, it goes months or years until something happens again, and then we got to come together again.
Right.
Like, I think we have to be, like, consistent with it and not just come together, like, once in a while.
Once
like,
every
okay,
20
about,
years.
Right. Like, literally. And, or unless it's some type of brutality done, and then we're all going to come together for that. And but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just touch on that real fast. I've been seeing a lot of different, like videos on YouTube and stuff of different people that, mind you, I'm going to say it, okay? If a police officer pulls you over and they say, pull over, let me see your ID, or if you walk in, a police officer say, I need to see your ID, now, you can easily say, I'm not showing you, because that's your right, right? Okay, next thing is, you know how they are. They're going to try and make sure that they pitch, excuse my language, they tick you off enough to bring you to that point where now you're elevated. I done seen 3 videos in like 2 days of women, mind you, women, not men, women that get so upset, I'm not showing you my ID. So then next thing you know, the cop is trying to like arrest them now, and now they want to swing. The cop try to grab them, they swing. Okay, boo, no answer. Now you're swinging. So now you are resisting arrest.
Uh-huh.
And then when he puts you to the ground, you're saying police brutality. What is going on here?
Uh-huh.
I'm so confused. Like,
I think
there should be a fine line of police brutality. Like, stop yelling it like that. You know, like, you don't care. I'm not understanding. Like, you want somebody to slam you down to the ground when they saying, stop, let me see your ID? Like, you really want that person to go the extra mile? Come on. Let me tell you something. If I get pulled over, I'm going to throw my ID at you before you even ask me for it.
Ain't
if I'm
ready.
Walking down the street, you ain't going to have to throw me to the ground for me to give you my ID. I'm going to give it to you anyway, because I want you to leave me alone and get out of my face.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, listen. And especially, too, when you know I don't have anything to hide. Is there something I can help you with? Throw me your ID and keep it moving. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, is there something I can help you with? Is there a problem? Hey. See, once you start getting out of character, once you allow them to get you out of character, this is where they go in for the kill. This is when they start making you the suspect.
Yeah,
again.
That's
right.
For any pig, though. That's for any pig, any, excuse my language, any asshole. You know, once you allow them to, you know, to take you out of character, then they're just going to dig in and just do all, you know, try to disrespect you all sorts of ways.
Right. Now, you know, the nose will start to flare. You'll start talking a mile a minute and with your hands.
Yeah, because I know I talk with my hands.
Right. See, I talk with my hands regardless. So I know as soon as I get pulled over or something and I start moving my hand, they're going to say, you resisting arrest. I might have been to point my finger and everything, and I'm in trouble. So I know. I'm being honest. So I know for
a
fact if I was ever in that situation, yes, I'm going to have to do what I have to do. Show my ID, show my license and stuff like that. But I just think that the police brutality is done enough without people making it worse. You know, like I saw the one guy,
he was walking down the street, and the police just tried to come up to him and just run him down, like try to get him to the ground all fast. Okay, then I understand. That's police brutality. But if I'm asking you, I'm following you, I'm irritating you to get you to react to something, and I'm telling you, let me see your ID. Let me see your ID. Okay, how many times you think he going to follow you without trying to grab you now?
Mm-hmm.
Because now he thinks you got something to hide.
True. That's true.
You know, I don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to make it seem like I got something to hide. Listen, I'm good. I'm legit.
Yeah, what is it
I'm
you
110%.
Want? Yep.
All right, Divas. Okay, I got the cheerleaders in the car. So I'm just going to keep listening, okay, y'all?
Okay.
All right.
Calling.
But yeah, it's crazy, and it is again. It's definitely a fine line between them, especially with racial profiling and different things like that. Like I said, now hopefully this Justice or Else March on Saturday will bring up, you know, will raise some flags, quote unquote flags, that they will put laws into place now. Things happen where these policemen are not even being penalized for them unjustly and wrongfully killing people. That's called murder.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's called murder. How is it they are still allowed? Because now they hide behind that badge. You know, you allow murders on your force now.
Mm-hmm.
How do they expect people to trust them? How do they expect people to trust them knowing what you're capable of doing and getting away with?
Because you're not protecting and serving.
No, they're not protecting and serving.
You know.
Now,
but again,
it's crazy. It's scary because, again, I have two black men that I birthed. I have a brother,
right.
that, a black nephew, my black brother. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I mean, but, you know, like Lavina was saying, too, you know, instead of trying to be, you know, like Mr. Big Shot or Miss Big Shot, just go ahead. If they stop you, just go ahead and stop.
Yeah, don't try to be. Yep, don't try to be a hero. Don't try to be that hero. Listen, I'm not going to, because they already want you.
Yep.
You know,
so
we're going to handle things the legal way.
You know, they just want that reason to beat you down. So if you give them the opportunity, then they're going
to
do it.
Yep.
Make
the suspect. You know what I mean? Start showing your intelligence.
You
know what I'm saying?
To get
all uptight and angry. Which is what Lavina was saying. Don't be so quick to fly off the handle. Let's show these people how intelligent you are. But as soon as you get loud, you know what they calling you? Nigger.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
And them wearing these, talk about these cameras, the body cameras. Man.
That ain't going to stop
you can turn that off for a few seconds, long enough to do what you got to do to them, and turn it right back on.
Yep.
But like you said, it's not going to stop anything anyway, so what difference does it make?
Yeah, again, shout out to the Garner family and to the Trayvon Martin families and the Sandra Bland, to all of their families that actually have to live with this stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are scars that will
never heal.
These scars will never heal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're right.
Now, when people talk about these subjects as a problem, but they can still talk about 9/11. Now, let's again, stop being hypocritical about this stuff. Stop being hypocrites. Stop being hypocrites. Because our own president knew what was going to happen on 9/11, and he didn't protect us from it. So let's not go there. Let's not go there. And then his old... His old brother get up there and talk about my brother kept us safe in 2001. You call that safe with almost nearly 4,000 people dying in a WAP? You call that safe? I would hate to see what danger looked like.
Nah.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But, no, but it's just it's a travesty that in 2015 that we are still having to fight this same fight of racism and racial injustice and prejudice and all that stuff in 2015. People's blood has already been shed across this land for that. You understand what I'm saying? We already have bloodstained banners for that. Why are we still going through this? Again, because we have to start sticking together. And like I said, this has nothing to do with with violence or anything. This is, again, building black-owned businesses. We have to start with the higher-ups, the pastors and the leaders like Farrakhan and Al Sharpton and stuff, people who actually have a better way to go. Start building up people that you see out there need that help.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? That's even like me, my own little scenario with my baby daddy. Comes into money, you know what I'm saying, from a lawsuit or whatever. He feels that he helps us when he wants us to be helped, not when we need the help. You understand what I'm saying? Then he feels like now when we call, my daughter calls and asks him for something, that somebody's getting on his doggone nerves. What are you doing?
He going to hell.
Buster Waddle.
Yeah, we won't see him at the pearly gates. I'm sorry.
I'll say, you know what, it's all good. Because if I eat, mine's going to eat. Don't worry about it. I have a bigger provider than you.
Yes.
Been provider for me this long, and he will continue, and I'm going to continue to depend on him for it.
Yeah.
Give me a little change. Keep the little coins, boo-boo. It's all good.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Don't look for no credit when she does finish college. Don't you look for no credit.
Exactly.
I'm all too familiar with that type of situation.
You know,
yeah.
The children's father, he out in the street and bragging all this, all that, and I got a job and this, that, and the other, and I can pay my way, this, that, and the other. I don't need no woman. I don't need nobody. And meanwhile, is behind on the child support, has no driver's license. Is a felonist, so really can't have a real job or, you know, be anybody. But has everybody looking at him like, y'all listen to all that? And, you know, he does make good money, but we don't see it. My kids don't see it. But you know what? We don't need it. All we need is God.
Exactly.
He's going to provide us with whatever we need.
Well, you know, because at the end of the day, just think karma is a monster.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you start doing wrong by your kids. It's no excuse. It's no nothing for that.
Well, you know where he learned that from. He learned that you learn stuff as a trickle down theory. You don't do what the parents say. You do what you see them do. Learned it from his father. So you know what. What you going to argue with? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but it's all,
right.
It's going to take somebody to break that mold. Like, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to put mine through what I went through. I don't want to see them struggle.
Right.
I want to do good. And when they are doing good, I'm going to build them up and continue to uplift them. Like, oh, you're doing real good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep up the good work. Stay away from trouble. You understand what I'm saying? I was at my first football game today talking to some other kids that couldn't play sports because they got in trouble. I said, listen, man, let me tell you something. You stuff like that, you out there getting into all kind of trouble and stuff is what keeps them built up. You understand what I'm saying? You have to rise up that. You stay out of trouble, and the education is one thing that they cannot take from you.
Mm,
that's true.
Mm.
They cannot take what you got going in your head. And that's education, and that's what's going. Knowledge is what's going to put you ahead. You understand what I'm saying? Now, once you get that knowledge and apply it, then it's going to make you wise.
Yeah.
Definitely got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? Every move.
Because like I told him, it's open season for black men. It's open season. You understand what I'm saying? Show them how intelligent you are. That's all right. You might think you got one over on me now, but I'm gonna show you different. There you go.
Shady people will always expose themselves.
Just that's true.
Pay attention.
That's that.
Yes.
That is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Like that old wise woman once say, I'd rather him say to me, there he go than there he lay. Ooh.
Ha ha.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that one.
Let me tell you something. I'm about to start a book on metaphors now. From all the metaphors that my grandmother, and my mother would tell me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They make sense. Those the metaphors that they used.
Oh yes. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And you know, yeah. You got so many kids. And also, CPS has played a big part about kids and stuff acting up too. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because now they feeling like, oh, as soon as the parent tried to discipline the child, like that lady who was tearing her son up when they was down there rioting in Delaware. Baltimore. Then they thought they called CPS on her. Listen, she'd rather do it than y'all do it, cause yeah, she's gonna be another mother crying that y'all don't took her son out.
Exactly, exactly. Because they don't know how to act.
Sometimes they need a crack upside the head.
Exactly.
As a reminder.
Mhm.
Yep,
wow.
You're right. But you need this. I don't know. It's just a wicked world out here as it is.
It is. And the devil is running rampant.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So
they prayed up. Man. They prayed up. They prayed.
Got
up.
To. You better.
Mhm.
You better. Well, I mean, hell gonna come to you. You ain't gonna have to go to hell. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be right there in your backyard.
Yep, we see it every day. Pay attention.
Just know that we got to do what we got to do. And we got to stay encouraged and we got to protect our children as well.
Amen.
So.
Amen. Especially our single mothers, our single parents, you know. Us colored folks. My people. Sisters.
Wait. So listen, folks. We're gonna take a brief moment and go to a song. We will be back shortly. Just hold the line. I know. Yeah. Now y'all can catch, I call it Fempire. Y'all can catch Fempire on this quick music break, and we'll be right back. Just hold the line. All righty then.
right, all right. We're going to do something we don't normally do. And we're actually coming to the end of our show because of all you Empire Watchers. And like I said, we know we see you, Epitons and Divas. The phone lines are lit up, but you're not pressing that one. So we're going to end this in a few minutes. And but guess what? We'll be right back next week, the same time, same place, and us three divas kicking it like we always do. We always do. Whether y'all want to turn up with us or not, we gonna turn up on Wednesdays.
Anyway,
so,
anyway, don't no one monkey stop no show.
Not here, not here. But we're gonna do like we normally do, you know, and us divas, since you know it's no callers, we gonna let our diva go. You know, and what are we going to do? What we do? So, Miss Rachel.
Yes. Let me first and foremost give thanks to God. If there were no God, there would be no me. There would be no us. There would be no GQ Palace. Thank you, Lord God. I want to give a shout out to our CEO and our executive, Mr. Rich Money, Miss Lavina Polite. We love y'all. I gotta say thank you to all of our callers and listeners. Those tonight, we know that you were listening and did not press one, even those of you who called in some block numbers, we know that you called. Thank you. To the rest of the GQ Palace family, all the other hosts, and my fellow divas tonight, Miss T, Miss No Better Angie. I love y'all. I love y'all.
I love you too.
Great show. And passing the mic. Yeah.
It's on you. So what you gonna do? Hey.
No.
No. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I think we had an awesome topic tonight, and I just want to throw this out there a little bit. Hopefully we can, after, you know, the results of the Justice or Else this weekend, that we can touch it a little bit before we start our show next week. Because Black lives do matter. We have to start valuing ourselves. You know, start uplifting ourselves. Stop competing against each other. Protect your families. Protect your women. And if you see somebody out there in a distress, don't be afraid of correction. Don't be afraid of correction. If you see a child out there, a little black child, you know, out of place or something, don't be afraid to put them back on the right track. And it's going to take some strong men and women to do this. And like I said, behind every strong man, there's a strong woman. You understand what I'm saying? So we're here to stand our ground. Stand our ground. Where it ain't justice or else, it's stand our ground.
I ain't worried about nothing.
But I appreciate you, ladies. I appreciate Rich Lavina. Again, happy belated birthday. And do y'all have the address of the event on Friday? Maybe somebody's in the area and they want to stop by.
Well, we can do it next week. Because I have all the info.
Okay.
Yeah, I have everything.
I'm sorry, because I'm thinking it's this Friday, but it's next Friday.
Wow.
Okay, so next week.
Ain't worried about nothing.
But again, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate all our callers and our listeners. Next time we're going to press that one for all you Fempire watchers. You know, I ain't going to hold that grudge again. But we'll cook you the same time next week. This is Miss Mo Better passing the mic to our senior diva, Twisted T.
Anywho, well, we've come to the end of the show. Again, if there's anyone that would like to have or talk about a certain thing, topic, whatever, if you don't want to hit one of us up or if you can't hit one of us up, you can always send your mail to our Gmail, which is all lowercase, GEEQUE002@gmail.com. We're thanking our callers, listeners, and most of all, God. Tune in next week, same time, same place. GQ Palace is doing big things as we always have and will continue to do. And if you get a chance, tune in tomorrow to Swagger's Den from 8 to 10. And I must say, on that show, no one is safe. So with that being said, I want to wish everyone a blessed rest of the week. We love you. Thanks for calling, tuning in. And we're out of here.
Hey.